At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, Tuesday afternoon, we survive. Monday, we are on our way to the weekend. Hot as hell out there. Yeah, and a chance of some showers again today. You know, yesterday there was a big chance of rain, and I didn't see much of it at all. I don't know about you, but once again, another chance of rain today. And then, you know, in the next couple of days, we're just going to fall into that pattern through the weekend of just basically a 40% chance of rain every day. And that's the summertime pattern. That doesn't mean it's going to rain 40% of the time. It doesn't mean that 40% of the area is going to be covered. In fact, to be honest with you, I really don't know what 40% chance of rain means. It just means that there's a 40% chance that you might run into some rain and you might not. But, you know, it's those afternoon thunderstorms that build up and dump a lot of rain on us at times. But typical summertime pattern, at least within the next couple of days. All right. Once again, we have a lot to talk about on the show. I'm Scoot on the air. I'm glad you're with us. The LA riots, this is not good. This is happening in America. And, you know, protesting is part of America. Violent protesting is not. Looting is not part of it. But understand that a lot of people who come in at times like this are not really part of the protest itself. They're just agitators. And they should not be linked to the cause. This happens with almost every protest. And do you notice that a lot of the protesters, whether it's this protest or other protest, they all look the same? They're all wearing the same basic clothes, and they all basically look the same. I mean, there are professional protesters out there. I mean, there are just like angry individuals who look for opportunities to protest. And if there's a legitimate protest going on, what they'll try to do is hijack it. So we'll talk a little bit about that this afternoon. So, okay, are the Marines going in? The Marines not going in? I don't know what's happening, but I did hear in the news earlier that sending the National Guard and possibly sending the Marines in is going to cost $134 million or something like that. And I thought we were broke. And what President Trump did, as we pointed out yesterday, should have been a last result. But it was the first thing that he did. And he's obviously trying to recoup damages to his image. Elon Musk breaking up. Elon Musk might be kind of easing his way back in a little bit. So it was just a Nancy boy fight between the feminine side of two men. And every man, every woman has a masculine and feminine side. So it was the feminine side of Trump and the feminine side of Elon Musk getting into a fight there. So I don't know where it goes from here, but it just seems like there was so much going on. The tariff thing up to this point has been a bust. You're not going to hear that from right-wing media. They're going to lie to you. They lie to you every day. You might disagree with me, but we don't lie to you on this show. you might not hear what you want to hear, but you will hear the truth. You will hear facts on this show. And if by chance we do get something wrong, because this is live and unscripted, we correct it right away. So we don't lie on this show. But the conservative media is lying to you. I know you don't want to admit it, but look, yesterday it happened again. Somebody texted the show and wanted to know, well, how come nobody said it? You know, how come President Biden didn't call out the National Guard during the riots of the summer of 2020? They were complaining that Biden didn't call out the National Guard for those riots. Those riots were terrible. They were horrible. A lot of people were caught. A lot of people were charged. A lot of people were convicted. There was a lot of damage. And we did all we could on this show to denounce what was going on. We were not for that at all. That's not the way you protest. And a lot of those protesters were agitators. They weren't really part of the message that was being sent out. They were just part of the problem. But this idea of sending in the National Guard, it seemed to be too much too soon. But again, Donald Trump is trying to distract from stuff that's going on. The tariff wars have not worked. The whole bully thing with the tariff stuff, it has not worked. In fact, I read an article yesterday that there are countries in Europe that are benefiting from the tariff war. I don't think we are. Inflation is bad, especially at the grocery store. Now, you know, we're all affected by the price of steel, for example, but we are really affected every day by the price of groceries. Inflation is there. Donald Trump has not stopped it. I didn't expect him to. Many of you thought he would because he said he would, but he can't. Presidents don't have that kind of control over the economy. And this is proof of that. My God, if Donald Trump could end inflation, he would, but he can't. He doesn't have the power to do that. There's too many things going on. And then, I don't know whether you've seen this, but there were pictures on Substack. And for those of you who don't know, it's a social media platform that's new to many of you. It started out being for journalists and politicians. And they opened it up to everybody. In fact, I'm doing a lot of stuff on Substack now. Posted a video on Substack before the show. And just go to substack.com and search Scoot on the Air. And I hope you will subscribe, because very soon, it's free for everybody now, but very soon we're going to have special things for the subscribers. So I hope you will take a moment and dedicate yourself to being a subscriber to Scoot on the Air Substack. And so in any event, There were some pictures of Donald Trump with Jeffrey Epstein. And one of the pictures has Donald Trump's hand on the inside of a young girl's leg. And I'm not always the best judge of how old somebody is by the way they look, but this girl was probably underage. She looked way underage. So she was probably underage, and then she's with Jeffrey Epstein, and that's what he specialized in. So, look, if Donald Trump is not in the Epstein files, why in the hell doesn't he release him to prove it? Or could it be that he was part of that? Could it be that he did it? I guess it's possible. Why wouldn't you release it to exonerate yourself? Unless Elon Musk is right. So again, we have a lot to talk about. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we get into this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And there are so many hypocritical things about January 6th and Donald Trump's reaction to that and Donald Trump's reaction to what's going on in Los Angeles. Now, look, we're not condoning the looting. In fact, we're condemning the looting. We're condemning the violence on this show. That's not the way you protest. I'm not going to support any of that. But it didn't seem to be to the point where the National Guard had to be called in. But President Trump wanted to do that because it's a great distraction from the other stuff. And again, explain to me why he won't release the Epstein files. If this picture is wrong, if he doesn't have his hand inside the leg, on the leg, and just inside the knee area, if he doesn't really have his hand on this underage girl, probably underage girl's leg, with Jeffrey Epstein, then why doesn't he release the files? There's so many things to ask about. All right, so locally, the two escapees from the Orleans Parish Prison, they're still on the loose. And I told you when they got out that there's a possibility, and this is no reflection on law enforcement, but there's a possibility that some may never be found. And we've got an article on our website, WWL.com. Expert, cops can't give up, even though escapees could elude them. And then they arrested the girlfriend of one of these guys. So, you know, I hope they find them because they deserve to be found. And then, you know, so mini camp opens up today for the Saints. This is mandatory. And you'll hear the Cajun Cannon talking about this on Sports Talk this afternoon, starting at 4 o'clock on WWL. But this quarterback battle between Shuck and Rattler is going to be really fun to watch. I don't think Spencer Rattler really got a fair shot because he came into the game at a time when there were a lot of injuries. He didn't have all of our wide receivers. He didn't have, you know, he didn't have a lot of people, you know, there. So I think there's potential in Spencer Rattler, but it seems like Shuck has got the leading edge. And it just seems like he is the guy that's going to be the starting quarterback. But I really hope that Spencer Rattler gets a fair shot at this. And it's going to be fun to watch this. Really. I mean, I can't wait. I mean, if this is the beginning of minicamp, then this is really the very beginning of the Saints' 2025-26 season. So, you know, when the Super Bowl ended, we are without football. Well, it's starting to ramp up, and we're just, what, a couple of months away from the preseason? And then we're into the season, and look, it goes by so fast. Let's relish and enjoy every moment of this. We have a new coach. We're going to have a new quarterback. I think this is exciting. And I'm sure you've heard the news that Aaron Rodgers has signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers. That should be very interesting. So looking forward to a great season. And I am confident, I'm optimistic about the Saints this year. All right, Ian Hook is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you too as well. Sounding much better today.
Oh my God, yeah. I don't know what it was. It was a 2-day thing. It was the day before and then really not all day yesterday, about half of the day. But I started off the show just sounding terrible. And as I continued to talk, I guess I worked through it and my voice started to really come back by the end of the show. But yeah, I mean, I never felt bad at all. It was just my voice that was screwed up for whatever reason.
That's wild.
Yeah, listen, I'm wearing shorts again today. And I think about all the years that I've been in this business. And this is only the second day in my 55-year career that I've ever worn shorts to work. I think about the years that I suffered, the heat of getting out of the car and walking to the station, the heat wearing those skinny, tight jeans clinging to my body. And it didn't take long for the sweat to start. And man, I suffered for many years, and it just feels so good to be wearing shorts. And we're in a business that, you know, we can do that.
I would say maybe not usually, but just as often as not this time of year, I'll wear shorts to work. I wish I had worn shorts today, because today I took the bus in and then I had to walk from Duncan Plaza over here, and I'm dressed up to go to the Sanger tonight. I'm going to see Chicago at the Sanger Theater. I'm going straight from here. So I'm wearing now what I'm fixing to be wearing tonight. So I got my nice shoes on and these business slacks, and I was sweating. It was a hot walk over here.
That's a long walk from Duncan Plaza. And it's exaggerated by the heat and the humidity.
And there's construction. A bunch of the sidewalks are closed off. It's a pain.
You know, and those guys are sweating, and they just add heat to that. You know, the sweat comes off the heat comes off their bodies, and
sure,
just gets to be hotter. I can give you a little spritz of cologne before I leave.
That's okay. I wouldn't want anyone to get as confused in well, that way. I don't want somebody behind.
Hey, I don't see him, but I think Scoot's here.
Scoot? Somewhere around here.
Yeah, well, we wouldn't want that to happen.
Plus, right. You know, you always say everybody's got their own scent.
Well, that's true.
You know, what do you wear? I forget. Bond or something? Jimmy something?
I wear, you know, Bond number 9.
Bond number 9.
Yeah, there's one other one that I wear that I don't want to disclose, but I wear Bond number 9 as much as I can.
That you don't want to disclose?
Yeah, I don't want to disclose it, no.
Why not?
I just don't feel like I would, you know, like to have some privacy.
It's like a carefully guarded secret.
Well, I didn't want bond number 9 to even get out, but it did. I mean, you know, I don't want everybody to go around smelling like me.
That's fair. I get it.
You know, but a lot of people went into perfume headquarters and they said, well, we want the cologne.
We want what Scoot wears. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, yeah, there's some people that smell like me. Hey, if you smell like me, you smell good, okay? It's one of the things that I take pride in. Also, Cadillac is just talking about how fast their new electric car is. And I know that some of you have this image that electric cars are like, well, there's like this liberal green, it's this green mentality. Liberals have these electric cars, and they just go nice and slow. And no, man, electric cars are fast AF. Ever been in a Tesla? We're going to talk about that. Do you love your electric car? And are you a conservative? Because I want to bring an end to making whether or not you drive an electric car about politics. Because it has been about politics. Oh, you're a liberal if you drive one of those electric cars. Man, you're a conservative. You got to drive a gas-driven car. No, you don't. And there are a lot of Republicans, a lot of conservatives driving electric cars, and they love it. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later. And then we'll get to the topic about Miley Cyrus. Says 80% of her tattoos are regrettable. Do you have any tattoos you regret? What are they? And do you still judge people? And I want you to be honest about this. And if you judge people by their tattoos, you have a right. I don't think you should judge people by their tattoos. I don't think people should be judged by a lot of things, but they are, so you have a right. But, I mean, is it really still fair to judge people by their tattoos? We'll get into that later in the show. All right, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870, 504-260-1870. We will get to as many of your calls and as many of your text messages as we can. As for the two escaped prisoners from Orleans Parish Prison, they are still out there. And at this point, they got to be getting kind of cocky. Well, I do hope they catch them. Also, we've got to talk about what happened yesterday, the arrest of a father who left a baby in a car. And I want to be honest about this. The baby baked in the car. The baby died in the car, left in the car for over an extended period of time. And the baby died, and a lot of people think, well, you know, maybe the father has suffered enough, because I imagine how I would feel if I made that kind of mistake. But do we, take into consideration somebody's regrets when it comes to holding them accountable for a crime? I'm Scoot. We'll talk about that as well on WWL.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, I'm talking about things on the radio in 2025 that I never thought I'd talk about. I've been in this business for 55 years. And while some of it was in music radio, a lot of it has been in talk radio, not only here, but around the country. I never thought I would ever be talking about some of the things that I'm talking about. And anybody who doesn't really see what's going on in the country right now doesn't want to see it. I mean, you could be literally blind and know what's going on because you hear the stories, you hear the news. If you don't know what's going on in America, you don't want to know. And a lot of people don't want to know. All right, before we take a look at Scoot's news briefs, let's go to James on the North Shore. Hey, James.
Hey, I wanted to bring up the protest they're going to have Saturday. Okay. Over in the city and all that. There's a flyer out there on Facebook if people want to look for it. And I suggest to people to make your signs count, man. The world is watching. When you make your signs, make them good. Get your message out there. Because right now it's just so important that we talk back and that we don't do like what they did. And we don't do that here in New Orleans. That's what I love about New Orleans. We're not out there burning cars and spitting on people. We're out there parading and second lining down the street against the madness that they're bringing to our streets through policies that are just horrible for this country. And the reason why people around the world look at our country as a superpower, it's not because we believe we're a superpower, because they believe we're a superpower. Because of the soft power we were using around the world, that these other countries believed in us. And we're losing that right now. And you hear about it on the marketplace every day. You hear about it on the 11th hour. And these ain't far liberal shows talking. These are people who are in the banking. So even the bankers right now are worried about what's happening. Because if this bill passes, it's going to hurt our economy so bad that it's going to pull people away from the bond market. It's going to pull people. And the people, I know there's people out right now, the 39% that are way behind Trump. They just feel like they want to punish people. The waste and abuse they're talking about is people getting wasted back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and the abuse of drugs, and they don't want to pay their Medicare or Medicaid for what they did in their past. Well, I have to say this. Some of that is your own family and your own friends and our family and friends. And me, being someone who has recovered and got my life back together, I'm so thankful for the opportunities I have with the Affordable Care Act to help me get off my feet and get right. And we got to watch out for our workers. We don't want workers that are going to be sick and ill. I have a friend right now who works at the cell over here. She's pregnant. And I'm worried about her having a baby in Louisiana because I'm so worried she might die in birth, man. This is a beautiful woman who deserves a beautiful child with a long life. And we got to worry about these things. And I want people to understand, when they cut Medicaid, it's not just going to affect the people if you're working or not. Everyone's going to start getting bills. Well, you didn't get bills before, because even if you work now, you're going to get bills that the job that you get so you can have Medicaid, all that money's going to be going to pay for your medications, pay for your visits, pay for your labs. Well, you didn't used to have to pay for that. You're going to have to start paying for all that stuff now. So that's going to take more money out of your pocket, and then that means less people are going to get health care. Those are the big issues we're protesting over.
James, these are,
thanks
these
for having
are,
me on. Right. God bless everybody, man. Right.
These are big issues, James, and a lot of Trump supporters, a lot of Trump voters could be hurt by some of the policies of the man that you voted for. Let's take a quick look at Scoot's news briefs. Tensions are growing in Los Angeles, and more National Guard troops are being deployed. And the mayor of Los Angeles is saying the city's immigrant workers are being terrorized.
Demonstrators and police faced off again in the streets of Los Angeles Monday amid protests against immigration raids.
Right now, there have been five raids by ICE throughout the region.
L.A. Mayor Karen Bass in sound from ABC 7 Los Angeles.
Nothing warranted the raids. If you remember at the beginning of this administration, we were told that raids would be to look for violent criminals, people who had warrants. But I don't know how you go from a drug dealer to a Home Depot.
But President Trump's authorized the deployment of an additional 2,000 National Guard members.
They really helped.
And says,
a lot of problems that we're having out there.
I read a description of our city that was so troubling to me.
Bass says the city's being misrepresented.
That we have been invaded and occupied by illegal aliens and criminals, and that now violent insurrectionist mobs are swarming and attacking our federal agents. I don't know if anybody has seen that happen, but I've not seen that happen.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
All right. Asked by reporters if he would invoke the Insurrection Act, President Trump said that he would be happy to, something he has notably declined to do in the past.
Will you invoke the Insurrection Act to deal with the situation in California?
If there's an insurrection, I would certainly invoke it. We'll see. But I can tell you last night was terrible. The night before that was terrible.
Yeah, look, I'm seeing some bad stuff on the news, and, you know, there's no reason to get violent with the protest, and violent protests have to be dealt with. But it appeared as if the Los Angeles Police Department and the state police in California were handling the situation, and when the National Guard came in, it just made it worse, and it didn't seem like that was a necessary move other than to try to make President Trump look good and to try to distract from all of the other stuff, like the picture going around of his hand on the bare leg of this girl who appears to be very underage while he's hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is facing sharp questions from Congress on deploying troops to Los Angeles and chaos at the Pentagon.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth was questioned by lawmakers on the Trump administration's decision to deploy troops to Los Angeles. The Pentagon announced it would cost over $100 million. Early in his hearing with the House Defense Appropriations Subcommittee, Minnesota Democrat Betty McCollum questioned Hegseth on the cost of deploying Marines and troops to Los Angeles to address the demonstrations against ICE.
You asked about the situation in Los Angeles, and we believe ICE agents should be allowed to be safe in doing their operations.
After persistent questioning, Pentagon officials said it would cost $134 million to send troops to L.A. for 60 days. Hegseth defended President Trump's decision to send the troops.
ICE, which is a federal law enforcement agency, has the right to safely conduct operations in any state and any jurisdiction in the country.
About 700 active duty Marines were sent to help over 4,000 National Guard troops in Los Angeles. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
All right, it's not just the president that is fanning the flames in Los Angeles. In some cases, the police are now going after the media.
Questions are being raised as to whether law enforcement has been targeting journalists trying to cover the demonstrations in Los Angeles after two journalists were hit by rubber bullets and a CNN crew was detained. Sunday, Australian journalist Lauren Tomasi was shot in the leg by a rubber bullet while reporting live. The officer fired at close range. Saturday, a British photographer underwent surgery for a similar strike to the thigh. Monday, police detained a CNN crew. They were escorted away and told not to return. The National Press Club is urging officials to stop targeting, detaining, or obstructing journalists and is asking for an investigation and accountability. Sound courtesy, Channel 9 Australia. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Yeah, well, you know, unless the media is doing something wrong, they have a right to be there. I mean, the president may not like him. Some police may not like him, but they have a right to be there. They have a right to report that.
That footage is crazy.
Oh, it is. Yeah,
you saw there's a whole line of them that they've all got their sponge bullet guns out. They're all pointing the same direction. And then one cop at the end swings his gun around and takes aim at this woman who's in the middle of a live TV hit. Couldn't possibly be more clear what was happening there. There's a cameraman in front of her and everything, and he shoots her. She's facing away from him, talking into a camera, and he shoots her in the leg? What for?
This is chaos. To a degree, this is chaos. I mean, you cannot attack the media for covering a story. That falls on you. That falls on the administration. That falls on the people who are in charge of the police department. House Speaker Mike Lapdog Johnson says President Trump was correct in sending the National Guard into Los Angeles.
The President of the United States has a responsibility to maintain law and order, particularly when the lives and livelihoods of federal law enforcement officers are threatened. What we're doing there with the federal forces is we are protecting federal buildings and property and personnel. And the President is showing strong leadership in doing so.
All right. There's been a school shooting in Graz, Austria, in Graz, Austria. And it is a rare occurrence for this to happen in the European Union.
Graz police say they believe the assailant acted alone. They say on social network X that 10 people are now dead, including the shooter, and several others seriously wounded. Spokesman Sabri Yorgun says in the morning hours around 10 o'clock, we received a report that several shots had been heard in a building in the Borg area of Graz. As a result, the operation was launched and our EKO Cobra, the special unit, was deployed. The situation has now been secured, which means there's no further danger to the population, but there have been several fatalities. On the shooter, Yorgun adds, the facts are still being established. Mayor Ilka Kahr described the events as a terrible tragedy, the Austria Press Agency reports. It added the fatalities included students and at least one adult. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Yeah, let's hope America is not influencing the world when it comes to things like that. In more international news, activist Greta Thunberg says that Israel acted illegally when they seized her ship bound for Gaza.
I probably have posted lots of PR stunt videos. As I said, I have not seen anything. But they did an illegal act by kidnapping us on international waters and against our will, bringing us to Israel, keeping us in the bottom of the boat, not letting us getting out and so on.
And Thunberg says the main part of this story is not the aid ship debacle, but Israel's oppression of the Palestinians in Gaza.
That is not the real story here. The real story is that there is a genocide going on in Gaza and a systematic starvation following the siege and blockade now, which is leading to food, medicine, water that are desperately needed to get into Gaza is prevented from doing so.
All right, that's it for a look at Scoot's news briefs. And when we come back, we are going to get right to some of your text messages. The Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Man, there's a lot of anger in this world. A lot of anger. You know, no protest should get out of hand. No protest should be violent. There's no need to burn cars. There's no need to loot businesses. But a lot of that stuff goes on because of agitators, not those involved in the original protest. But it seemed like the police in Los Angeles, with the California Highway Patrol helping out, not the state police in California helping out, it seemed like the situation was being taken care of. It only got worse when the National Guard was brought in. I still believe that Trump did this just to make himself look tough. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of talk about World War III. You know, this is a lot of rhetoric. You know, the world has been tense for a long time. I don't sense that we're close to World War III. And the problems with Ukraine and Russia and really problems with the United States and any nation, I don't think we're on the brink of World War III. But there are people who are going to try to rile you up and make you think that. The former acting vice chief of the National Guard Bureau, retired Major General Randy Manner, is openly criticizing President Donald Trump for sending the National Guard to Los Angeles against the wishes of California Governor Gavin Newsom. And a statement reported by Fox News Pentagon reporter Jennifer Griffin, the Major General Manner condemned Trump's actions as bad for all Americans concerned about freedom of speech and states' rights. Now, this guy was a former acting vice chief. Well, he is former acting vice chief. He was the acting vice chief of the National Guard Bureau. He's a retired major general. He doesn't know anything about this kind of stuff. But he says that this was just a stunt by Donald Trump, and it's bad for all Americans, and it's bad for freedom of speech. And I agree. It looked like the situation was being handled, but again, Donald Trump, probably getting the idea from Stephen Miller, got the idea that this is a great way to distract. It's a great way to distract from a lot of things going on, not the least of which is this picture of Donald Trump with his hand on the bare leg of a girl who appears to be very underage when he's with Jeffrey Epstein. So, you know, again, if Donald Trump is innocent and not in the Epstein files, why doesn't he release them? Is he not releasing them because he's in the files? And what Elon Musk said is true. We don't know the answer to that, but if you're innocent and you're not in the files should be released. If you're not releasing the files, we have a right to ask questions, especially after you said on the campaign trail that you would release the files. We've got a lot of text to get to. Let's go to Ian with some of your text messages right now.
Well, let's start there. Here's a text that says, why didn't Biden release the Epstein files to get rid of this buzzard? Why didn't Biden do it? Why didn't the FBI Director Comey release the Epstein files? They could have gotten rid of that buzzard.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought they should have been released a while back. I don't know if the circumstances changed at all. Biden didn't promise to do it. I don't know. I mean, is Biden in the files? Is Bill Clinton in the files? I mean, that's possible. Was Biden trying to protect people? I think that's really quite possible. But if you have nothing to lose, if you're innocent, then release the files. And maybe Biden was guilty of trying to protect people, like maybe even Bill Clinton.
I think that's possible. I think it's also possible and probably more likely that there are privacy concerns. There are ongoing investigations. There could be national security implications for what's in those files. It's not like you just pull a manila envelope out of a cabinet and hand it to Fox News. I mean, this is really important stuff. The Department of Justice has to consider a lot more than what the president promised when they have to decide whether or not to release these files.
Yeah.
That being said, I would love to see them.
Yeah, but I mean, why isn't the president talking about that? Why doesn't Trump say that?
It's a little bit too smart for him, I think. It's a little bit too nuanced.
I'm telling you, you know, every day we're learning more about the intellect of this individual. And it's...
or lack thereof.
It's frightening.
Soothsayer Sam is listening today, and he says, with the boldness and aggressiveness of the protesters today, heavy force is not only authorized, it's necessary to protect federal agents enforcing federal law. Justifying conditions were demonstrated, there are no peaceful protests in the 21st century. Whoop, there it is.
There have been peaceful protests.
Yeah,
there could be peaceful protests.
There was one like 6 weeks ago,
yeah,
right across
the
street from us.
But if you do get in, but if you get into a big protest that starts to garner attention in the media, then you're gonna draw in agitators and professional protesters, and these people are looking to cause trouble, and they hijack protests. I agree that law enforcement and agents need to be protected. I agree that ICE needs to be protected in doing their job. But I don't know that ICE needs to do the job the way that they're doing it. And I think it's ridiculous that ICE is wearing these masks and body armor as if they are a threat, if they're going to take some four-year-old kid out of school, as if this four-year-old kid is going to somehow be a danger to these ICE agents. Apparently, this is a new thing and not always done, but it's done under this particular president because he wants to make a statement of being the tough guy. That's really all he has going for him. And the tough guy mentality when it came to the tariffs is not playing out the way he thought it would.
I've seen some chatter in certain circles on social media. I'm not going to go so far as to say this is a fact, but there is, you know, chatter that morale at ICE is really low right now because these people don't want to do this. These agents want to wake up every morning and go after gang members and hardened criminals and people who are causing problems. And instead, they're being sent into restaurants, into stores, into churches, and pulling out grandmas, abuelas, little four-year-old girls. That's not what they want to do every day.
It's all for show. It's all for show. And Stephen Miller went to this meeting and told ICE agents, get the deployments up. Or the deportations. Get the deportations up. Get more people out of this country. They want the visual of Trump fulfilling this campaign promise of getting people out of the country. And then it seems to fulfill the personal desires of Stephen Miller, who is probably the most evil person who has been in government since some of the people that work for Hitler.
No cap. I'll give you two more quick ones. This one says, Trump has a history of creating a problem, blaming someone else for his creation, overreacting, and then causing great harm and claiming that he solved the problem. The man is totally transactional.
Yeah.
And I'll leave you with this one. $134 million, which is the figure that we're now hearing it's going to cost the Pentagon to deploy all these people.
Correct.
$134 million is far less than the amount of destruction that the people are causing in Los Angeles.
Well, possibly. But a lot of that destruction is apparently caused by the presence. I don't think this is a good excuse, but it's caused by the presence of the National Guard coming in. The whole protest rose to a whole different level when the National Guard came in. If the National Guard had been needed to quell the violence, that's one thing. But apparently the National Guard was not needed to quell the violence. It was being addressed. And I mean, it was still happening, but the violence was being addressed by law enforcement and everybody who was involved at the time. And then the deployment of the National Guard. And what now he's talking about bringing in the Marines. So, you know, again, we have to see how this plays out. But it's playing right into Donald Trump's political goal of just bringing attention to himself and distracting from some of the other things that have come up. Does this song make you think about anybody? All right, on the Scoot calendar, it was on this day in 1975, the Eagles released their fourth studio album, One of These Nights, and this was one of the songs on it. I'm Scoot, and we will be right back on WWL. I remind you that we're going to survive all of this. We're going to get through this. I wrote in a blog, which is posted on our website, WWL.com. It's about Good Night, Good Luck, the play that CNN aired live from Broadway Saturday night. It's about George Clooney playing Edward R. Murrow, a journalist who stood for the truth. And he battled a senator who was trying to out communist sympathizers in a way that was so aggressive that a lot of people who were not even involved got hurt. Those communist sympathizers are relative to the people who do not support Trump today in terms of how the government and the president wants to out people in the media who do not support the president. And I posted a video about this on Scoot on the Air Substack. Go to substack.com and check it out. And I play this song also because today is the day we lost Ray Charles. On this day in 2004, Ray Charles died of liver disease at the age of 73. He mastered the piano at age 5, and he just was an amazing person who had a lot of, well, look, he had drug issues and other issues like many people, but in terms of his music, he was incredible. He endured a lot in his life. This is the day he passed away in 2004. I'm Scoot. A lot more still to come. If you're on hold, hang on. Your calls are next on WWL.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.